Hi, sawasdee ka, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Learn Thai with Ling, where we dive into the heart of Thai language and culture. I am Anchisa, and today we are getting playful with the language as we explore some colorful Thai slang that can help you sound more like a local. Whether you're chatting with friends or trying to make a new one, these phrases will add a dash of fun on your conversations. Thai slang is my brand, and I've been mentioned about it many times, and there are coming more because there's a lot of things we can cover in this topic, and it also reflects the way and relation culture here. Let's start with a word that has positive at its spiritual. Sathu. Sathu. You might hear this when someone agrees with you deeply or when they wish you well. It's akin to saying amen in English, often accompanied with a respectful why, where you placed your palms together near your chest. Anyhow, in this context, sathu sometimes can be also sarcastic when you've done arguing with someone and you just wish they're for the best. Just say like sathu, something like this. So be mindful of the context when you're using of how the conversation is going for them. It's good to know anyway. Next up, let's talk about sap. Sap. Originally from the northeastern part of Thailand, this word has taken Bangkok by storm. Sap not only describes deliciously spicy food, but can also compliment someone who looks particularly good. So next time you enjoy a dish or spot a stylish person, you can say sap mak. For example, if your friends argue, "How do I look today?" Instead of saying suai, do di. Which is beautiful, look good. You can say sap mak, and that will boost their energy and confidence a lot more. Moving on some playful yet slang. Ever felt like you have been metaphorically thrown away? That's tay in Thai. Tay, tay. A slang used when someone feels dumb or reject. The literally meaning of tay is like pouring. Yet pouring a water of a glass, tay nam, but in this context, it's been dumped or rejected. It's a casual way to describe a breakup or dismissals. For a better example, it would be like you have an appointment with someone today, noon, but then at 10 a.m. they suddenly say, "I'm not going anyway, bye," without giving you a proper reasons. That's me, tay. So in order to use this, you can also like, for example, if you have an appointment to meet your friend tomorrow, and you can just text them, "Ya te na," which means don't, just not show up, something like that. And for those who love to pry a bit too much, there's the word puak puak. The literally meaning is taro, but in this slang, it's used to describe someone who is being nosy, a light-hearted way to tease someone who's a little too interested in everyone's business. For example, you're on the phone with someone, you're off the phone, and then your colleagues come and say, "Oh, who's calling you?" You can say, "Ya pua," but please be mindful of the context and everything too, because it's sometimes considering rude. And here's a fun one, po tag. Po tag. It's literally referred to a type of spicy soup busting with seafood. But a slang is used when someone secret it out, especially when they hope to keep it hidden. If you're in a group and someone accidentally reveals a secret, you can exclaim po tag. Why po tag? To lighten the moment. For example, if there are two person in your group of friends looking like they are actually secretly seeing each other like more than a friend kind of thing, and then you were noticing that and you asked like, "Is there anything going on?" and they said no, but then on the next day they wear another person hoodie accidentally, for example, you can say because now you see there's some connection, right? I also want to share a sound that music to the ears. These words e-e-e-e is how Thais take a giggle showing amusement of joy. Great for text on social media, it keeps the mood light and cheerful. However, this is a little bit outdated. Maybe people around 25 years old up in Thailand are very familiar with this, but the youngers might not really familiar anymore. Anyhow, it's still fun to learn about this, right? And lastly, app, which means to pretend, is often used for someone who's trying a bit too hard to be cute or charming or innocent. This is a playful now to stay genuine and avoid overdoing it. And the full word would be about, but Thai people shorten it to app. So it's basically like pretend. Yeah. Well, that's wrap up our Thai slang today. In Korean, this expression can bring your Thai language skill to life and help you connect more deeply with locals. Remember, learning a language is not just about words, it's about understanding the culture and connecting with people. And thank you so much for joining me today, Learn Thai with Language Anchisa. Until next time, keep practicing and don't forget to have fun with the language. Before you leave, if you like this episode or this podcast, please feel free to like, follow, and if you find it useful or funny, feel free to share it to your friends or on your social media. And also, if you have any suggestions, comments, feedback, please feel free to send me an email. I am more than happy to read all about it and get back to you. And for those who are looking for a chance to practice these Thai words you have learned, we have our application Calling Life, where you can learn with a professional teacher, and we offer a free lesson, so feel free to take a chance. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for today. See you again next week. Sawasdee ka.